RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
The death toll from MERS outbreak in South Korea has risen to 16. Five new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome have been confirmed in South Korea, bringing that total to 150 people. In the last 4 weeks, some 150 have been infected with this respiratory virus, and the outbreak has sparked international concern, stalling the nation's economy, and resulted in over 100,000 cancellation of tourist visits to the country. So South Korea gets certainly more visits and tourist traffic than North Korea, and they count on that. So this is making a lot of people cancel and rethink their vacations. Nearly 4 weeks into the outbreak, causes and deaths continue to mount. The Ministry of Health announced that a special task force has been sent to South Korea's second largest city, Busan, after learning that one of the most recently diagnosed MERS patients had visited several hospitals and clinics in the area. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia has recorded five new cases in the past week. We will keep you updated on that story. Nothing to be afraid of. We're not panicking. They're not saying that people have traveled over here that have been infected or contaminated or had, you know, contact with people that have. So we have not heard anything like that yet. But if we do, we will certainly let you know pretty quickly here at Radio MD. In another story, a mobile phone app, help match people in cardiac arrest with people nearby who are trained in CPR. This is so cool. A new study shows that this system could help save lives. Researchers in Sweden used a mobile notification system to locate CPR-trained volunteers in the immediate area to resuscitate people in cardiac arrest before emergency responders could arrive. So the mobile on-call system they used, called SMS Lifesavers, increased the number of bystanders providing emergency CPR for the victims of cardiac arrest when, you know, by up to 30%. Traditional methods such as mass public training, which we, you know, I have done and many of you might have done, are important but haven't shown the same evidence of this increase. This new mobile phone text message alert system shows convincingly that new technology can be ensured to get more people to receive that life-saving treatment as they wait for an ambulance. So really, this is pretty cool. And what it did was, bystanders, when an ambulance, the fire or police responders were dispatched, this mobile system alerted people in the volunteer network within about a third of a mile. So on your phone, some alarm's going to go off saying a resuscitation is needed at, you know, wherever it is. And if you're within that area, you can run over there. And it said that bystanders administered CPR before medical responders arrived 62% of the time when the system was used. When the mobile system was not activated, CPR was administered before the EMS arrived only 48% of the time. So that's an increase of 30% with the system in place, which is pretty cool. So if you're, you know, at Wacker in Sheffield, and not Wacker in Sheffield, they don't even meet, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay, Addison in Sheffield. If you're there and your alert goes off, you can run over, and sometimes you can get through before EMS gets there and maybe save a life. So I suppose if you take a CPR class, then now they're going to start initiating this, and you will have the alert system right on your phone. So another good reason to take a CPR class, get certified in cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Remember, singing that Stayin' Alive song might help save your life or the life of a loved one, or maybe even just someone you don't know that you happen to be standing near. This is Melanie Cole. That's our breaking news segment. We got a great show coming up for you today, so stay tuned. Stay well.